Talk's 99.1 FM Talk.
Fox at the top. Fox at the bottom. Live and local right now.
All the information for the entire Northern Nevada area on one radio station. Welcome to FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM. News, talk, truth.
Yeah, like she said, welcome, welcome, welcome. John Potter here, live and local each and every Saturday at 9 to noon. Morning, morning. Here come the chains, folks. Just checking here. As you just heard from Mr. Schwope, the weather is changing. We have the winter storm watch and the winter storm warning. They both start at 2 o'clock this afternoon, but we've had snow to our west. And I'm looking at the cameras over the Mount Rose Highway and a daughter. There's a good layer of snow there, a couple of inches, it looks like, at the crest of the Mount Rose Highway there. So here's where you need the chain. By the way, this is a local show. this is where you need the chains, Mount Rose Highway, from the ski resort to Fairview Boulevard. That's just when you get into the first neighborhoods of Incline Village. You need the chains there on the vehicle. I-80, Truckee to Cisco Grove, and the west shore of Tahoe, that's Route 89, California. You need snow tires from Tahoe City to, let me see, Emerald Bay. At the moment, there's sure to be more to come because the brunt is yet to hit us. As I said, the winter storm warning starts at 2 o'clock. That's for the western side of the Sierra. The winter storm watch for the eastern side where we are also starts at 2 o'clock, and let me see here, winter storm warning, yes, winter storm watch, both start at 2 o'clock this afternoon. They go to 11 o'clock tomorrow night. 6 to 10 inches of snow for lake level Tahoe right now from this morning through Sunday night. That's when it's snowy. High winds this weekend too. And the snow showers linger into Monday morning. Now, down here, Reno Sparks, Carson City snow showers likely late tonight. And then rain showers take over tomorrow afternoon. But as I said, at the ground level or lake level of Tahoe, 6 to 10 inches. And, of course, when you're talking for the mountains, a lot more than that. Our time is right now, 9:08. Our producer is in Carson City. I'm in Reno. Hello, Craig Moss. How you doing?
I am doing fantabulous. It is a beautiful day. Only ran into one little bit of weather coming off of south of the Galena Creek Bridge and just into the north end of Washoe Valley, where I had, I think it was just blowing off the mountaintop because the wind was going pretty good. But, yeah, it was a pleasant ride into the office today.
We haven't talked since Easter, by the way. It was nice. Easter weekend was nice. And it reminded me again of why I never wanted to run for president of the United States. That stupid, silly Easter roll. What the heck is that Easter egg roll? You roll Easter eggs down a lawn with a spoon.
Yep.
Stop torturing children.
I know,
that
right?
Is not, that's not fun. I don't get it. And we were talking before we went on the air doing our mic check about the incredibly exciting, nervous time it was watching the splashdown of Artemis II. What? I know you watched it. What did you think?
Oh, let's see. I watched it, and I watched it during the live portion. And putting it politely, I had the butt pucker when they lost the 6 minutes loss of signal. You know, I was sitting there tense, probably just as tense as the family members in the gallery.
They kept telling us ahead of time it's going to cut out. You know, you nervous Nellies, it's going to drop out. That's normal. The burning plasma.
Yeah, the plasma. The heat raising it up to almost 5,000 degrees outside the capsule.
Well, the four-person crew is back after the 10-day, 250,000-mile lunar flyby after the Orion capsule re-entered the Earth's atmosphere using its heat shield to protect the crew during its high-speed descent. I am grateful for these travelers who spent 10 days in. I was scared to death. I prayed twice as this was as it was coming down. And I was at the edge of my seat. My heart was in my throat. I didn't expect myself to be that passionate about this, or nervous, I guess you could say. I wanted everything to be perfect, especially now when the world is looking at us as villains, for something to work out just right and bring back that passion in this country. And they did a great job. They really did. So they spent 10 days in a small little space about the size of two minivans in there, which isn't bad space, you know, especially when you compare it to what those folks in the Gemini and the Apollo days were crammed into. But 10 days all up in somebody else's face like that, it could wear on your nerves. I mean, Craig's in Carson City, I'm in Reno, and we wear on each other's nerves.
I wouldn't say that. Oh, by the way, I did get a personal text on my personal phone. Yeah. It's Orion. Orion.
I knew it the minute I said it. I said that to myself. I said, that doesn't sound right, you know?
Yeah, Orion is not quite, yeah.
Well, you know, I'm going to forget that in an hour, and I'm going to mispronounce it again. So that was
well, you do need more coffee.
I do. I'm a mess. I was, we were totally confused on the phone. Nothing new with me. We have some great guests today. Of course, the great Derek Lee is coming up at 9:30 talking about health. And the great Joe Hart from News 4 is joining us. Scheduled him for, 10:30 this morning. If you'd like to, folks, you want to talk to Mr. Joe, ask Joe. 10:30, Joe Hart is coming by. You know, I was looking at his bio this morning, and I had no idea that he was like the reporter during the poisoning of Lake Davis. Craig, you were here then. Do you remember that?
I remember it, but I don't remember a lot of it.
Well, it happened right before I came back to Reno. I was out of town. This happened in 1997, I think. California Fish and Game dumped chemicals into Lake Davis to get rid of the non-native northern pike. Which, okay, I got to stop you right there and say, you know, when my family had a place in Canada, we would fish for pike. They were our favorite fish to eat. Delicious. Why would they want to get rid of the northern pike? But California was worried that the pike would get down into the Feather River, into Sacramento, and decimate the salmon and the trout. Which I didn't know the pike did that. The pike lived in the lake in Canada with the bass and the perch, and they're delicious, those pike. Anyway, so it was a big concern, and they dumped this chemical, I forgot the name of it, into Lake Davis. I mean, like tens of thousands of tons of this killer fishicide, or whatever they call a pesticide for fish, and all aquatic life in Lake Davis, including the pike, died, all of it. And the chemicals seeped into Grizzly Creek and the Feather River, killing just untold numbers of fish. What the heck were they thinking? You know, of course the poison would kill all the fish, not just the pike. Didn't they know that? This is California Fish and Game. So, and people got sick. And I think this issue is going on. We're going to ask Joe when he's here. Last I heard, you couldn't drink the water at Lake Davis, and they would not restock the fish because the chemicals may still be there from 1997. And California never paid for the damages or for a backup water source. So I'm going to find out from Joe when he comes here one of the many, many, many topics, because he covers just about everything in local news here. And the Ask Joe things is, well, first, did they ever find out who put the northern pike into Lake Davis in the first place? You know, it was not a native fish to that lake. And so that's something I'm very, very curious about. We're going to talk about it. But I haven't heard about that poisoning for ages, and I just saw it on his biography today. But otherwise, things are very well. I hope everything is well with you. I had a wonderful Easter. Went to Death Valley the week before that and had a great time. Oh, I'm so broke. I'm so broke. And I just want to say, well, got to take a break. Okay, we're going to take a break right here and be back for a segment with me. And, of course, Derek comes on at 9:30 for a half hour. Joe Hart today at 10:30. Going to be a great show, including you guys, you folks out there, 884-9910, 775-884-9910. I'm John Potter, live and local each and every Saturday, 9 to noon on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, Time 916.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news.
Government is bad and government is evil.
99.1
and 92.3
FM Talk, KKFT.
News, talk, truth.
Hello, 920 FM News Talk Time. John Potter, live and local, Saturdays 9 to noon. All right, local news of the week. By the way, it's 46 degrees, kind of chilly in Reno. It's sunny, but it's not going to last. The Winter Storm Watch starts at 2 o'clock this afternoon for this area. Local news of the week. You might have had local news you might have an opinion on. The Reno City Council voted yes for a 4th of July parade. Very timely. You know, this is the 250th Independence Day, 2026. Very important milestone in our country's history. 250 years of American independence. Of course, you got to have a 4th of July parade. The Reno parade price tag, about $100,000. I have no idea how it could possibly cost that much. We better not ask in this city. But the mayor says the city is going to collect sponsors and donations for it. And I'll say this again. I certainly do not. And this is why this is so important. Yes, I think it is worth $100,000. I'll tell you why. Because I don't see the excitement yet of the 250th that we had for our 200th. Yes, I'm an old man. I was here during the 200th bicentennial, and we had like evening long TV specials with music at the Washington Monument concerts, and it was a very big deal. And I see nothing like it this time, you know. And we better get it. We better get it. Union Pacific's big boy. Number 4014, the world's largest operating steam locomotive, dressed up with American flags because it's celebrating 250 years of American independence and innovation. It rolled through Nevada this week to very thin crowds. I was talking about the big boy last Saturday, and nobody cared. It rolled through Nevada this week, very thin crowds, hardly a mention. This true historic American locomotive, the only big boy still in operation. This is our second chance here, folks. It is coming back through again next week for its last leg going east. It's in Roseville, California right now for overnight. Tomorrow morning it leaves for Truckee and makes a stop there, and then it comes through Reno. I don't know what exact time that's going to be. I don't know how long it stops in Truckee. I think they said a half hour. I'm thinking it'll come through Reno maybe early afternoon, and it's going to make a two-night stop at the rail yard in Sparks, leaving there Tuesday, headed to Lovelock. Why is it? At least it seems to me. It's like Donald Trump is the only person talking about America's 250th, our 250th anniversary as a country. Where is everybody? Also in the city of Reno, in that city council, on Wednesday, the city council voted to go ahead with the installation alongside the Truckee River of two mobile surveillance cameras. Now, the city calls them security cameras. I call them surveillance cameras, you know. Not much of a difference. They're mounted on trailers like you see at construction sites, these cameras, and they have night vision. By the way, I saw one this morning. There's one set up in front of the Reno Public Market plum in Virginia there. I think that's like almost permanent. These big things on wheels with cameras on top. And the reason they want to spend the money on putting these cameras at the Truckee River is to prevent illegal dumping and protect the Truckee, which is our primary water source and so important. City officials argued that keeping trash and hazardous materials out of the river is critical for public health and environmental safety. The setup has software designed to detect illegal dumping, and when it does, a supposed clean team and park rangers will be alerted and respond. Still, it drew criticism from several residents who spoke, some worried it would be used to crack down on the unhoused population. Why them? Could it be because they're the ones trashing the river? I think I mentioned this once before. I used to bike daily to work for 20 years. I used to take the river trail all the way from Mayberry to Channel 2 for work just about every single day. To this day, I will hike or jog or bike there on the Truckee River Trail sometimes. The things I have seen, and I can tell you, a good 98% of that river trash, and there is a lot, come from the tents that the city has allowed for years to be alongside the river. People live in those tents. Not much in the winter, but it's pretty populated otherwise on the other seasons. And I have seen many times the homeless literally take the trash in their bag and dump it in the river. I have seen it time and time again. I had one jump in front of my bike going to grab my handlebars. I had another snap a whip, a real whip, in front of me. And it got so bad by the Truckee River in Reno that the city's solution was to fence off the river path at Galetti Way so bicyclists couldn't use it. Or pedestrians could not use it, but the tent people could. They know exactly, the city knows exactly who is dumping trash in the river. It's the homeless camps. And I can tell you that the tribe at Pyramid Lake, where the water flows and drops into, are very upset about the hordes of garbage that end up arriving there. But if you work for the city, we need these cameras to find out who's dumping into our water, and we're going to send officers to take care of it. Well, you know who's been doing it, and you haven't taken care of it at all. You allow the trash heaps and the tents and the living along the river in tents, and you plead ignorance about it, and they must think we're very dumb people. Actually, you're not dumb if you did not know this, but most people don't go down that river trail. I'm just telling you what I experienced each and every day. And I remember when Devin Reese first was elected to the city council, it was 2020, I think. And one of his first meetings with the public, a friend of mine who is a true environmentalist, who was very concerned back then about all the trash thrown in the river from the people living in the tents, asked Devin Reese, city councilman, to do something about it. And, is there something the city can do about this? And Mr. Reese did this.
What are you even talking about? That sounds like fake news.
That's exactly what he told my friend. And even Truckee Meadows Beautiful, you know, when they organize these trash cleanups, which is a wonderful thing, they also lecture us law-abiding people.
Now stop dumping trash in the river.
They know who's dumping trash in the river. So do the city of Reno politicians and some very good people in the media. Don't put on this act of we're going to find out who could be doing this to our river. You, the city, You have actually been putting the trash in the river because you have been allowing it for decades now, and you won't get rid of the cause. It's illegal to camp alongside the river, especially our water supply. And you know what? I'm an old man. I came here, moved here in 77. We did not see this in the 70s. We did not see this in the 80s. What I saw back then were the here and there drunks and organized and a couple of panhandlers downtown. That's what we had. We did not have tents set up alongside the river. That's kind of started, I think, 2000, honestly, because I've been to that path many times over the decades. There were no homeless camps like we see today then. The city shuts its eyes to it now and purchases expensive mobile cameras instead and puts on a show. Yeah, I know it's not tax money getting these cameras. It's from grants, but money is money, and it can be better spent elsewhere instead of on mobile camera props. To be honest, as a long-time local, long-time local, this abuse of the river that seems to be permitted by the city has been breaking my heart for years. But, councilmen, they won't talk about it. No, they'll just rather not just hide it from the public because they know 99% of the public doesn't go on that river path, and they won't tell you. But and instead, their solution is to spend money on ridiculous. Come on. Who could possibly be throwing trash in the river? And when the cameras spot it, we're going to send people down there to take care. Yeah. Right. All right. I'm going to make more friends with politicians later on the show. And always happy to hear from you folks. You can text. Again, it's 775-884-9910. Okay, Derek's up next. Fox News is coming up next. And after that, Greg Neft with local news. I'm John Potter on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. FM News Talk time, 930.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news in Nevada. 99.1 FM Talk.
News Time, 99.1 and 92.3.
So Derek just told me he thinks this is the second biggest snowstorm we've had this season. And I'm thinking, no. And then I started thinking again. And gosh, you're right.
It's the third storm we've had this winter.
Yeah, so... Anyway, we expect, I don't think we're really going to get measurement of snow down here, although it's expected to start snowing late tonight here down at our level, but Tahoe's going to get 6 to 10 inches lake level.
That's great.
Yeah, it is great. Actually.
We need the water.
Super. Derek Lee, BrainHealthFormulas.com. You know, we were talking, I meant to ask you this off the air. You were telling me about the Chobani coffee creamer.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay, you think there's some ingredient in it because your body is very sensitive, and you could tell right off when you use this Chobani coffee creamer that your heart was racing.
Yeah,
you got suspicious and you did a deep dive into the ingredients. What was in it?
Well, one of the things Chobani is known for is they were one of the first yogurt manufacturers to be anti-RSBT, which is a hormone that they give to cows so they can produce 10 to 25% more milk. But what that hormone also does is compromise the cow's immune system, and we as humans consume something like that. That also compromises our immune system. So Chobani has no RSBT in their yogurt. I don't know if that's the right acronym either, so... Something like RSBT.
But it's a thing designed to spur?
10 to 25% more milk production in cows.
Artificially.
Yeah. Yeah. It's an artificial hormone. Yeah. So apparently that happens a lot with dairy farmers. So I automatically assumed the Chobani creamer would be functioning along those same lines. Apparently, it does not. Kathy looked it up when I started developing heart palpitations. That's the only thing that changed in my diet was using the Chobani coffee creamer. And so apparently Chobani coffee creamer is using RSBT to increase the production of dairy so they can make the coffee creamer. So the yogurt's one thing. The coffee creamer must be manufactured by a different manufacturer because otherwise you can't really be using the same equipment in processing dairy if one has no RSBT and one has RSBT, because otherwise it would contaminate everything.
What'd you do with the coffee creamer?
I threw it away. I mean, it's not fun having heart palpitations, your heart racing, and I also compromised how my brain was functioning. And it actually took about a week to recover from that.
So after you told us this, or told me that, 2 weeks ago, I went home. I wasn't sure what coffee creamer I use. Open the fridge. Darn it, it's Chobani. I'm drinking with my coffee, Chobani Butter Cookie Coffee Creamer.
Wow.
And now here's the thing that I don't understand. I looked at the list of ingredients, and, you know, the label makes a big deal about how it's all natural and everything. And the ingredients are just three things. Let me think now. It's cream and milk, and there were no chemicals listed.
Yeah.
So are they hiding this ingredient?
No, they're just not providing it. But when you actually look into, when you actually go to Chobani Creamer website, it's there. It's visible.
Well, why isn't it in the list of ingredients?
Because that's not part of the ingredients. That's injected into the cows.
Oh,
so damn. They don't ever talk about it down line because that's technically that's not part of the ingredient.
My God.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even know this, that the farmers were doing this.
It's apparently it's a thing. I don't know. It was strange.
Well, I haven't died yet, and I'm too cheap to throw it all away. So
that's great.
That's my attitude. All right. So you have a new product.
Yeah.
You okay? Now this new location of yours that we opened up 2 weeks ago. It's not just a store. It's your offices. There's a lot of space there.
Yeah.
Your offices, the store. It's also your lab, and it's also the location of your scanner.
Yeah.
What's the name of it again?
Oh, it's a bioresonant scanner.
That nobody else seems to have, you think, in the state of Nevada, and you must have paid a fortune for it. This is at Brain Health Formulas Biotechnologies store at 780 Smith Ridge Drive. By the way, have you ever owned a store before?
No, never have.
Okay, well, interesting. So this, you've been playing around with a scanner on your free time.
Yeah. It's really fantastic. So one of the things that I keep focusing on, is Nikola Tesla. He said, if you can figure out the vibration, the frequency, and a number four energy, you can actually answer all the answers to humanity in those three factors. And so what I've kept looking at in the scanner is the scanner measures cellular activity, which is frequency. It measures energy and it measures vibration. So it has the energy of a cell, it has the functionality of an organ, and it also provides an energy number. So it has all three components, all used in this scanner. So one of the things we found this week is it actually detected COVID in the lungs in Kathy. And she hasn't had COVID in 3 years. And so if the scanner's detecting COVID, that means it's live and still active in her lungs, which means it never actually died off. It never went away. It just went dormant because it's still alive.
How does it detect COVID still there? Does it analyze the blood?
No, it has nothing to do with the blood. It has to do with the cellular energy of the virus. So it's aware of that. So it's all based on programming. I believe Japanese scientists compiled all this data from Raymond Rife, from the Russian scientists who really dialed in vibration.
You're telling me it can identify a strain of a virus through this process?
Yeah. Virus, parasites, specific types of parasites, hookworm, ringworm, helminths, it can identify different types of candida. It can identify different viruses because all the cellular frequency is different. And so as long as they've been able to identify a virus, it has a cellular resonance, a frequency. And so that's
makes
just
sense.
So it's input into the device. And so we're finding all kinds of fun stuff. It's amazing.
Where do you buy the scanner?
Oh, that's a secret. It took me.
I know you research constantly.
It took me a couple months to find it. And so one of the things Kathy and I've been trying to do is find other companies that are using it. And Kathy found a company in Dubai that's using it. And we can't find anyone in the United States that's actually using it right now.
It's that new.
It's that new and it's that complex. So you have to be able to understand how the body can work versus how science, how we've been told it works. because it's completely different. And so we're just kind of throwing ourselves into this. Kathy's been working on this for a month, and she's just continually learning more and more stuff. And with me, it's uptaking all the little things and inputting it into how I view the human. And so it's really filling in a lot of data that I hadn't been able to put together before because the information hasn't been there. So it's really amazing.
So you've been scanning Kathy's body. I don't like how that sounded either. And have you scanned your own body?
I have. So I scanned myself, and what I found interesting was the scanner detected issues with my kidneys. So the energy of my kidneys in that cross-section of one of the kidneys, the cellular activity is very low. And so it gives you color-coded, and it also gives you shapes to show you where the cellular activity is. And then in the post-report, it identifies where the problems are and what's compromising the integrity of your kidney. And so I did that this week. And so we actually made some changes to the cellular resonance of the kidney by using frequency to alter the change of the cellular frequency. And so we actually changed it from in the color coding aspect. It had very low energy, and we got it back up into a normal range just through in like 30 seconds by adjusting the frequency of the cells. And so I went and had lab work done this week also. And so it's the first time I've done lab work in 6 years. And all my numbers were good, and the blood work says my kidneys are completely healthy. And so when we're actually measuring the cellular integrity of an organ, and it's saying, oh, actually, you're compromised, and the blood work is saying, oh, your kidneys are fine. Well, to me, that resonates with what I've always believed, like the blood only shows a certain portion of what's actually going on. And we're actually digging into the cellular structure of how our organs are actually functioning.
Can you imagine what they'll say about us in the future? God, these Neanderthals, they tested the blood.
Yeah, you know.
And can people make an appointment to be scanned?
We're not taking appointments yet because we're really dialing in the process. We can streamline the whole thing. So we're still in that learning curve. And so we don't want to start booking appointments when we aren't 100% certain yet.
Gotcha. Because I've been asked that.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to talk about your new product. Got diverted there. Sorry about that. Darn Chobani coffee creamer. we're going to talk about the new product. There is a sale on this product. There is a deal. And we'll go into detail on that. In the meantime, check out Derek's website, brainhealthformulas.com. Back shortly. I'm John Potter, live and local, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time, 9:45.
99.1, the FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada.
Welcome to FM News Talk, 99.1 and 92.3 FM. News, talk, truth.
All right, friends, here it is, the Longevity Formula. That's the latest, the new product from Brain Health Formulas. .com. And Mr. Derek Lee, tell us about the Longevity Formula.
I'm excited to talk about this one. So first of all, I just want everyone to know our phone number is 775-634-7789. I get a lot of requests for the phone number, and so I'm trying to slow down so people can write this down. And I'm going to say it again before the show's over. The phone number is 775-634-7789. So if anyone has questions, feel free to give me a call. Okay, Longevity Formula. This is a combination of NMN, nicotine mononucleotide, which is a precursor to NAD. NAD is, and it also has NH, so NAD is in it, NMN is in it, which is a precursor to NAD. Science says that NAD directly works on the brain, NMN works on the body. And so those two components are in it. We also added transresveratrol to it. And when you have all three of these components working together, it activates something called sirtuins, which is an anti-aging molecule that actually can repair our DNA. So all three of these components work together to repair the mitochondria, to improve our metabolism, to work on repairing our DNA for any damage that has been done. So it's really a longevity formula. And so it kind of works on all those aspects, anti-inflammatory, and the key to aging and aging as slowly as we can, or even reversing aging, is the improving our mitochondrial health. And that's what NAD, NMN, and resveratrol do in this formula.
Oh my gosh.
So that's this formula. It's
so
actually kind of...
This has the MNM.
It has both, NMN and NAD.
Because I asked you about that.
You did.
M&M.
A while ago.
2 months ago, yeah. Because I heard it on a Dr. Huberman podcast.
Yeah.
And it seemed to me that this is the hottest, newest thing. And so now you, what, as a singular ingredient, what does this M&M do that makes everybody swear by taking it every day?
Well, it activates, it converts to NAD. People believe, science believes that NAD
That's
is not
right.
very bioavailable in its true form. So NMN is a precursor to NAD. So NMN, it automatically converts to NAD. So it's like an enzyme that converts to NAD. So some people believe what NMN is more bioavailable to produce NAD. Sorry, this is probably getting a lot of acronym letters out there.
Well, it's extremely popular, and pretty soon you're going to see it all over the shelves, I think.
Yeah, it's very efficient. So anyone out there who's taking All Systems Go or Sloop 332, this will contribute to cleaning the mitochondria as you're disrupting fatty acids as well. So it complements those two formulas as well.
All right, the longevity formula right now today is buy two, get one free.
Yes.
At brainhealthformulas.com.
Yes. It's at the bottom of the newest products page. I also put it in the brain health page. So you can find it in two different areas on the website.
Longevity. Wow. Yeah, I like that idea. You know, I mean, no, I do. Everybody wants to live longer.
Everyone wants to live healthier and longer. As long as people, I believe that if we can live our optimum life and be as healthy as possible, then that's what everyone wants.
Latest testimonials. What have people been telling you?
People have been telling me a lot of people have been losing weight by taking All Systems Go. A lot of people have been improving their guts with the lactoferrin formula. Those are the two biggest testimonials we've had more recently. People have really complimented on how the Ayurvedic formula is working. What that does is it helps people focus more efficiently. So those are some of the newest ones that we've been. My mind's scattered right now, so I'm a little off topic here. We've been putting a lot of effort into the scanner. One of the things I've noticed is I'm sleeping more efficiently. I can actually fall asleep really easily now. And also my veins were popping through my skin for no reason. And as soon as I started scanning myself and started making changes to my cellular structure, the veins in my arms and calves and abdomen have started reducing now because there's less stress on the system, which is kind of fast. I didn't think that was possible, but that's what's been happening. So that's,
actually see it.
Yeah. And this was really fast. Within 24 hours, I started changing within 24 hours. It was amazing.
How does All Systems Go make you lose weight?
It works on mitochondrial health. It's the metabolism. It's how we metabolize nutrients. And what I believe is disrupting how our mitochondrial function, how our metabolism is working, is I believe fatty acids disrupt that mitochondria is our metabolism.
Mm-hmm.
I believe fungus or candida overgrowth disrupts how our mitochondrial functions. And in that All Systems Go, that has Sloop 332, which chews up fatty acids. So what All Systems Go is designed to do is to not only disrupt the fatty acids, it's also designed to repair the mitochondria at the same time. So that's what astaxanthin does. It helps transport those fatty acids that have been chewed up. NAD is in it to help rebuild that mitochondrial health. And there's also 5-diazoflavin, the TN1228, which helps to repair not only the mitochondria, but also helps to repair DNA damage at the same time.
BrainHealthFormulas.com. Buy two, get one free of the brand new longevity formula. And your lab, offices, and store in South Reno, Brain Health Formulas Biotechnologies, is at 780 Smith Ridge Drive, which is nearby, kind of cross corner from Trader Joe's in the same
area.
Yeah, it's the easiest way. Like I said, from the Spectrum parking lot, there's a road alongside Spectrum there that you take. It's actually Smith Ridge, right, isn't it?
Yep.
Smith Ridge. The continuation of Smith Ridge Drive, and you look for 780. And there's a couple of shops there, not just Derek's. But Derek's is Brain Health Formulas Biotechnologies. That's the sign of the door. It's not really a store. It's more like a very spacious health center there. What are your hours there?
Oh, they're flexible. We try to be there between 9 and 5, Monday through Friday, and Saturday is kind of also flexible. So if anyone wants to come down on a Saturday, just be sure to give us a call first. The phone number is 775-634-7789.
What you said it's the first time you had any kind of brick-and-mortar operation. What surprised you most about owning one, having one?
The commitment of having to be available, having to be there. Because I kind of just disappear into my lab, and that's kind of where I live. And so it's kind of where I just enabled my mind to just disappear and go into the research. So now we have to spend more time up front, which I also enjoy. It's just a little different. It's just shifting the narrative. It's shifting how I'm doing things. So it's a work in progress.
So the lab is there.
Right? Yeah, it's in the back. Yep.
It's in the back.
Yep.
When somebody opens the door, or do you lock the door? Do you get noticed?
If I'm just there by myself, I'll lock the front door. So the phone number's on the door. So
Number's on the door.
If the door's locked, just call me. I'm almost always there.
All right, good. What's the number again?
775-634-7789.
I'm getting the vibe that somebody told you, repeat the number a lot.
Several people have.
Insultants,
yes.
Huh?
Yeah. A lot of people don't have computers. A lot of people don't use the internet.
Let me tell you, they got a lot of questions too.
Yeah.
All right. Very cool. Your Facebook page.
Yeah. Facebook is Brain Health Formulas Biotechnologies. I've found a lot of good videos on Facebook. A lot of clips that talk about fascia, that talk about lymphatic flow. A lot of clips quote Nikola Tesla with frequency, energy, vibration.
Do you have the scanner in the Facebook page?
No, not yet. We're going to start doing videos of that so people can see what it looks like. It's really fascinating to actually see how your body's functioning, to see how your cellular structure how your cellular structure is versus just seeing the blood result, the blood work.
BrainHealthFormulas.com, and today buy two of the brand new longevity formula, and you get one free at BrainHealthFormulas.com. And of course, the store, Brain Health Formulas Biotechnology, 780 Smith Ridge Drive. And my gosh, what's that phone number? Just one more time, Derek.
775-634-7789. And on the website, you just have to buy two of the longevity formula, and we automatically ship the third one for free. There's no discount code. There's no code you have to apply. We do it automatically if you just buy two.
That's the simplest way to do it. Thanks, Derek.
Thank you, John.
John Potter here, back after Fox News, 99.1 FM.